אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
The shtick is the Jewish face of our community on TV. It's a media platform that's been going since 2004, and before that for 10 years it was called Shalom TV. We are part of the multicultural, multi-ethnic, multi-faith whole conglomerate of people that want to have a community outlet, you know. So the shtick is basically an entertainment. So we keep people entertained and informed about what's going on in our local community, as well as a very strong connection to Israel. Because as a Jewish community, our strongest connection is, of course, to Jerusalem, Israel, and also to the rest of the Jewish world, primarily in America, England, and Sydney, which is where we all sort of really centralize.
Do you think that Channel 31 shutdown will impact your production values to the point where it might bring an end to the program?
No. Well, the way I feel right now, it does. I just feel very despondent about the whole situation and what the government is trying to do. But I think we have to fight this. In a sense, we have been fighting it now to try and change the mind of the communications minister, Paul Fletcher, to be intent on throwing us into the internet jungle, which is what it is. There's a lot of competition out there and a lot of people who haven't got internet and also haven't got the money to pay for the connection, and they will be lost. They won't have anything to really connect to their communities, which is, besides the Jewish community, we've got the Chinese, Greek, Italian, Spanish. I mean, there are many, many communities and also interest groups like sports groups, fishing, and people, LGBTQI. There are a lot of fringe groups that have been broadcasting from Channel 31. There's also a lot of music as well. There are youth groups. It's not just for old people. It's for everybody. We're trying to get Paul Fletcher to change his mind. It's still not too late. You never know, he might change his mind. I've been lobbying people like Josh Frydenberg and Josh Burns and Mark Dreyfus, who are the Jewish people that I know in Parliament, as well as the Multicultural Commissioner or the Minister for Multiculturalism in Victoria. I've been in touch with them, but nobody seems to be much interested in helping us.
So, Henry, maybe the online world is not as bad as it looks. After all, you could reach millions of viewers all across the globe. So, in some ways, it does not limit you to Melbourne and Geelong areas only. Isn't it all about how you promote your channel? Do you think it's difficult?
Unless we get a really good social media person, which I am not. I don't know how people get traction, and I have a look at things on YouTube which get thousands of views. We don't manage to do that. I don't think anyone in our situation, unless we do something really controversial, unless we get a really big following, which at this stage we just haven't managed to, it'll be the same situation for us, where we'll probably die as well, because we're not getting the traction and the viewership that we need in order to get any kind of sponsorship, because no one can exist without any kind of financial situation, any financial support, which we've been managing to do for 16 years because we're on TV. And people think, oh yeah, they're on TV, therefore they'll be getting viewers, which we were getting. I think Channel 31 was very popular, not relative to the commercial stations, because the commercial TV stations are much, much bigger. And I think that's one of the original reason in 2014 that we were given the boot. But because they were looking at the figures of the people that were viewing Channel 31, and they said, look, this is ridiculous. Why should this be on? Because they're just not getting viewers.
We would love to help the program to get its exposure after it goes online only. This is the best we could do. What do I search on YouTube to watch the shtick?
We need subscribers on our YouTube channel, which is the Shtick TV, which is really important for us to keep going and to get more subscribers, because the more subscribers and viewers we get, the more likely we are to sustain our efforts to get the message out there, particularly for the Jewish people. And there's another thing that I have to mention, is that racism and anti-Semitism are very much on the rise because of the way the world is, the division, divisiveness caused by the world situation and the pandemic. As well with the Black Lives Matter, there is a real issue there. They are particularly strong, and their underlying reason for being is actually not what it appears to be, and that there is a very strong anti-Semitic and anti-Israel element in there, which I'm really concerned about. Everyone's jumping on this bandwagon that, you know, and all the racism, everyone's saying, oh, you can't be racist. Of course, we're not racist. We're totally, trying to get people to be a lot more supportive of, all the differences in the community. Everyone is entitled to have a voice, and that's what Channel 31 was all about, in a sense, when it started, was the multiculturalism, to try and avoid racism and encourage people to build bridges. That's the real message I've got about what the shtick was all about, and what Channel 31 was really trying to create was the synergy between all the different ethnic groups and all the different faith groups, and trying to get people from the LGBT community to come on board and say, okay, we're all different and we should all be accepted and we have to get along.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.